The U.S. military has confirmed that nearly two dozen detainees at the prison at Guantanamo Bay tried to hang themselves during a mass protest in the summer of 2003. The military describes it as a coordinated effort to disrupt camp operations and has taken steps to deter suicide attempts at the prison. NPR's Jackie Northam is following events at Guantanamo and is with us. Jackie, what more can you tell us about this mass protest attempted suicide?
Well, Robert, the military says that it occurred over an eight-day period in August 2003, and that 23 detainees tried to hang or strangle themselves using clothing or other items from their cells. The military calls them self-injurious acts and says that there were simultaneous attempts. In fact, 10 detainees tried to hang themselves in just one day alone. The military says the prisoners did it to challenge a new group of security guards who are being rotated into the prison camp. The military classifies only two as true suicide attempts during this protest, and he said those two detainees required treatment for minor injuries at the hospital and then spent a couple of days in the psychiatric ward.
Now, apart from that eight-day period, have there been other suicide attempts at Guantanamo?
Yeah, there sure have. In 2003, there were quite a lot of these so-called self-harm incidents. In fact, 350 of them, and 120 of those were attempted hangings. The military is quick to point out that there have been no successful suicide attempts at Guantanamo. But when I was there on a visit last year, a doctor told me that one detainee had suffered brain damage after trying to hang himself. Now, about a year ago, the International Committee of the Red Cross broke its traditional silence and made a public statement about how many of the detainees were suffering a severe mental deterioration, and that was primarily because of these open-ended detentions. Many of these prisoners, there's 550 there, mm-hmm. have been held incommunicado and without charge for 3 years now.
And what has the situation been most recently?
The number has dropped dramatically. In 2004, there were 110 self-harm incidents and no attempted hangings or strangulations. One of the reasons I was told when I was there during a visit is that the Army has instituted new regulations. So if they see somebody trying to harm themselves in their cell, an MP can go in right away and try to prevent it, whereas before they'd have to go, you know, report it, they'd have to get a group of MPs to come in and help. It took a much longer time. But the other thing that they did is they also increased the number of MPs on every cell block. And so right now, every 10 seconds or so, an MP will pass in front of any given prisoner's cell, whereas before it would be a much longer period of time. So between those two things, they've actually reduced the number of attempts.
Just one question, Jackie. Do the people you spoke with, were they at all surprised by the notion of a coordinated action by as many as 23 inmates during the same week, or did that just seem typical of what goes on?
Well, it's not typical, and the military never expresses surprise because it took a long time for these reports to come out. So by the time we see them, they've digested it. I mean, all the military officials have digested in that. But suicide attempts have been a problem there for a long time. And again, the ICRC says, you know, it's these open-ended detentions are very hard on the mental well-being of all these detainees.
Okay, Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Jackie Northam, and you can read the military's statement about this incident at our website, npr.org.